I'm Camille Phillips, a reporter for Harvest Public Media. I met Barb and Lynn Handy on an August morning at their farmhouse in Percival, Iowa. When the Missouri River flooded last year, they were left with fish swimming in their basement. But other than the sand drifts against the house, you'd never know it now. Decades of farming the river bottoms have taught them to float through life's ups and downs and take the time to enjoy each other's company.
I'm Barb Handy.
I'm Lynn Handy, and we live in Percival, Iowa.
We've been married for 52 years. We have two daughters.
That's a long time.
That is a long time.
We did a lot of dancing, and you'd go to Peony Park in Omaha. They had a big, you know, big bands, and always enjoyed that. So.
Well, I'm sure Lynn took others there before I started dating him. But it was nice. It was all new to me, so it was nice. Very romantic. My mother probably made me a special dress for the occasion.
I can remember the trumpets up there would knock you, you know, about five of them, and they'd knock you down on the floor, you know, they're really... And I still, that music, it's funny how your music gets in you. We have a better radio in the car now, and it'll pick up satellite, and one station in there is all big band music, you know, and it's funny how the minute it comes on, that music is different to you than any of the other music, you know. And I suppose every generation has their music, you know. So I still like it the best.
We always like Deep Purple. Like to dance to Deep Purple. It's just a romantic song and it's a slow song. So that's why we like it. The Glenn Miller Festival is in Clarinda, which is just east of here. So every year, this is my date for the year that we can dance. Because we still like to dance. Last year, we didn't get to because of the flood. This year... When it was on, you know, I get so excited. For a whole week, I'm thinking, oh, Saturday night, we're going to the dance. Lynn came in about 4 o'clock and said, oh, I don't think I can go to the dance. Apparently, a tongue from a wagon or something, it dropped on his foot.
Trailer, I didn't put that.
Anyway, it dropped on his foot. We did go over to the dance for a short while and watch. But I will say, the next morning we went to church, his limp was not quite so pronounced. But it was swollen and it was black and blue. But I was kind of defeated about that one.
Got out of that dance, didn't I?